لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam, every addition, doesn't matter what is this addition, in practice, in zikr, in aqidah, in understanding, any addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah, i.e. have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Before I start my khutbah, I'm asking you kindly, all of you that move forward as much as you can, I want your knees to be touching the back of your Muslim brother. Try one time in your life to do something the Imam said, which is we try to practice the Sunnah. This is what we're going to be talking about. We scare from each other, we don't want to touch each other. We're asking everybody kindly, please, and if you are in a classroom and your professor tell you move here or there, you're going to do it. We ask in those in the reception area to come inside so you can see the demonstration of the khutbah in practicality. We ask in those who have stairs to come down stairs. We're asking you to get closer as much as you can to your Muslim brother. Alright, I'm going to summarize the whole khutbah in a scene, because sometimes the scenes stay in our mind more than words. I want everybody to see what I have in my hand. What I'm having here in my hand, for those who are not present with us and they hear us over the internet, this is a notebook. It's a notebook, any regular notebook. 70 pages. Now I want you to look to me, and I'm going to try to tear this notebook. Alright? This is a notebook, like any other notebook that you write in it. Alright? Now I'm going to try to the best of my ability to tear this notebook. Alright? And if any one of you would like to try this after Jum'ah, you can try. Now I'm going to open this notebook. Alright? and I can take as example maybe 10 pages and I'm going to try to tear it. Good, get there. It took a little bit effort. If I take 5, would be much easier. Alright? If I take 1, doesn't need even for you to do anything about it. This is you, Muslims. This is the reality. You be together, husband and wife and children as one unit, your strength, being together, this is your protection. This is the reality of Islam. Mosques, communities, imams, leaders, they be together, they be like this notebook. The moment a husband have an idea, wife have idea, children have an idea, now you can't let the same thing like you take one thing and you can do like this. So easy. So weak. Your weakness comes as a part of your division. Being groups, being masajid, being leaders. Your strength comes when you are together. This for individual, for family, for communities, for countries. And this is a practicality, this is reality. And Islam doesn't teach anything except the practicality and things which make sense. Unless somebody is sick in his mind, he doesn't see the sense of what the Islam teach. He will see in the khamr to be relaxation and fun. He will see in the adultery and fornication and boyfriend and girlfriend to be something nice. But if you have a clean heart, a clean soul, a clean mind, you will see the difference between filth and purity and cleanliness. This is something that we see in reality, that you could not break this, you could not tear it, you could not break it. Why? Because all the sheets are together and their strength come as a result of being together. The moment that you separate the sheets of the notebook from each other, you can tear it with no effort. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Allah tells us this in the Quran. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That hold you fast, all of you together, with the rope of Allah. And don't be divided. And don't be divided. But it seems that we don't understand what does it mean don't be divided. We be divided in locations, in programs, in activities, in ideas, and even in ideology and belief and practice. Although that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation. Every innovation leads to hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَتَذْهَبْ أَرِيحُكُمْ. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when you are divided, disagreeing together, Allah says your strength will go away. وَتَذْهَبْ أَرِيحُكُمْ. Your strength come as being together, not only together in body, together in body, in heart, in understanding, in direction, in organization, in marks, in everything that you're doing. You are not going to be what Allah said, you're going to have it, you're going to get it. And this is what we're suffering from. Look, a simple example, the kuffar understood the teaching of Allah. Where you live? Where do we live? In America. How many states? 52? 53? It's one country. One country. They have their own Senate, their own constitution, their own president. That's right or not? But you will see among the Muslims totally different. Even you can go to a country and maybe the size of Columbia, South Carolina, not the size of South Carolina. and you'll find it what? Either from campaign, either from trade, either from constitution, either from prince or a king, is a different Ibn Hilal, is a different sighting, is a different activity, different fatwa, different everything. Do we deserve it? Do we deserve it? It's because what I'm saying, it's because what you hand has earned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never been unjust with the people. Allah always fair. When we do what Allah is saying, now the blessings come, the strength come, the rahmah will come. When us, we be like this example that I showed to you. And I'm sure this is not new to you. In actuality, my khutbah today is related to this issue. And it's not a new issue to be discussed from the member. So somebody will think, oh, because so and so, or because so and so. But today in detail, why? And my khutbah is not a khutbah today. I'm going to try to base the information only. What I mean by khutbah, khutbah when you put your emotion, your feeling in it. Which a lot of people, they don't like this style. They don't like the style of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he gave a khutbah as if he warning army. But some people say no. You shout, you're angry, he's saying things, we don't like the way how he said it, is not what he said, is what, okay, no problem. Alhamdulillah, during the last 2 weeks I got slowed down by other people, they so worry about the khutbah, what you're going to say, the khutbah, why? Even somebody asked me, why are you going to say this khutbah? What do you mean, why? Why is because we need to learn. So for the same reason, you need to be educated as a Muslim. And for you to be PhD in philosophy or in history or chemistry does not mean that you have to know. You need to be taught. You need to read the Quran. You need to understand. You need to see what the scholar says about it. Alright? Islam is not a religion of emotion or feeling or what I think. This is not what Islam is about. Therefore, the purpose of the khutbah is to educate the Muslims. Why is the issue so important now? Because before people open the church, it's not a big deal, they go, and we talk about this before. But nowadays, we hear even people giving wrong fatwa. It's okay, no big deal. Say, brother, nobody, I go to such and such a mosque, and I never heard the imam say this, okay. Brother, fatwa does not have to be coming from the member. Fatwa can be when you go to ask the imam or the president or whosoever there and will give you his own fatwa. And one of the fatwa that when somebody talks to somebody about opening a new mosque, he said, brother, nothing wrong with this. This is the meaning of the wording of the imam. And the evidence now is what? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to be more than one mosque. Yes. I agree with you. And now when people see somebody speaking Arabic, and in a position of leadership, now they're ready to receive a fatwa. Now this makes it more obligation on me that I know that this is wrong, I need to educate the people. Now if the people open a mosque or mosques, this between them and Allah. But brothers, what do you know if some of the madhahib say that you could not have a second Jum'ah? Should I be concerned about you at least tell you this? If telling you if there is a khutbah and there is a mosque established already and there is a Jum'ah established already, you could not make a second Jum'ah. Therefore pray it as Zuhr. So when you pray Zuhr, you don't pray Zuhr in your mosque there. You pray what? You pray 2 rak'at. And Zuhr is 4 rak'at, it's not 2 rak'at. So in actuality, you go to a mosque and you leave the mosque with no Jum'ah, with no Zuhr. Should I be concerned to tell you? Brother, as I said many times, you open a mosque, or you open an institution, or you open an office, religious office, whatever it is, is not changing anything in me personal, in my title, or I am going to be hired or fired. But there is something called concern, love for the Muslims, and you have to let the people know. And does not mean that I'm condemning the imam who gives this fatwa, because the imam, this is his knowledge. This is limited knowledge. He can make mistakes, the same thing I can make a mistake. And the way somebody will correct me, I will come and tell you I made a mistake. So now, yes, the brother said, used to be a masajid in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I agree with you. And even I have the evidence, although he didn't give the evidence. But where did you find in Quran or in Hadith or Islamic history telling you that you used to be two Jum'ah or two Khutbah in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where? وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tell me in the time of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, in Mecca, in Medina, the capital of the Islamic State, whoever it was, in time of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Khulafa al-Rashidin, where that used to be two Jum'ah? Where? Now, قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Bring your evidence if you are really truthful. Therefore, this is wrong Islamically. This is wrong Islamically. You could not. You could not have two Jum'ah. You could not have two Jum'ah. And if you are in a location to such a degree, see, brother, I don't want to turn the Khutbah Jum'ah to be a class reading Arabic and translating to English. But inshallah, it's for your own convenience, for you to be comfortable, I brought the books here. I don't bring things from my pocket. And even if I bring books, you come tomorrow and tell me I'm wrong. By Allah, standing in the house of Allah, it is incumbent upon me, not scared from you, but because the truth has to be followed. I will stand here and I said I made a mistake. This, as example, the book Al-Mughni and the Sharh al-Kabir. This Imam rahmatullahi alayh, Imam ibn Qudama, this been written in the 5th century. Stop going to these small books that people selling on the shelf for dollar and 2 and 50 cents and read something. Go to the original, go back, okay? Go back, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that the best people are those who in my century, and those who come after them, and those who come after them. 500 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this book been written by Imam ibn Qudama, and I mark the page here, and inshallah tomorrow I bought it in Arabic and English in audio. I bought it on agri.net. You can be in your convenience at home, listen to it, or you can come, you make a Xerox, and you can go take it to any mufti in any country. This is one of the books telling you that you could not have two Jum'ah in one city. And if there is other Jum'ah, it's not Jum'ah. You need to pray Zuhr, but you are not praying Zuhr. This book, Fiqh on the, according to the four schools of thought, Fiqh on the Mazhab al-Arba'a, for Imam Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Jazairi, is not even Egyptian, so he thinks that. Yes. Fiqh al Mazahib al Arba'a. Now I mark also the page for you. The same thing tells you about. This book, you may saw me about 3-4 years ago when somebody opened a mosque. I brought this book here and it still has my name since I was in the Ma'ad, and I studied and I brought the book and I read the same book here. And it says, وقوله إلى الحاجة فيجوز وهو اختيار الشيخ. ونقل ابن هبيرة في إفصاح عن الأئمة الثلاثة لا يجوز إقامة الجمعة في أكثر من موضع. Three of the four imams of schools of thought, it say it's not permissible to have a جمعة. Three of the imams, And one of them say, if there is a necessity, we can talk about necessity. Is there a necessity? Yeah, maybe a necessity. The mask is not enough. And this was what I was trying to show you today, to practice something. First, we don't have this thing about the Imam tells us we listen. We understand it. But I want to show you the school of thought, because we have messages all over America. They have one Jum'ah, two Jum'ah, three Jum'ah. Why? He said, brother, the mask is not big enough. The Imams are saying that even if the mask is not big enough, you try to enlarge it, if you could not. He says the Muslims pray and prostrate on top of each other back. Brother, you're going to be touching each other? We don't. This is our problem. We scare from each other. We don't love each other. We don't care for each other. We fear it's a serious problem to sit beside a person or to get so close to him. They say to prostrate on your Muslim brother back or his feet, i.e. that is no enough room for us to put your forehead on the ground. He said, no. Still fine, you have to be in the same mask. You have to be in the same mask. So it is one of the conditions that to make sujood that your forehead and your nose have to be on the ground. He said, make prostration on his back, i.e. Muslims will be like this on top of each other. Yes, it's good. Yes, it's good. This was Islam. Bring it together. Very close to each other. You be like one body. When one member suffers, the whole body will be suffer. But because we destroy ourselves, claiming that we're doing this and that. Listen, brothers. I want to tell you today something maybe new to you. Unity, togetherness in Islam is not a means, it is a goal. Now you have to understand it. Because some brothers say, brother, but you understand, since the brother established this office, he freed two people out of their jail. Okay? Brother, since they start, they understand mosque, they build a school, as example. They say, fine. Brother, since they have this organization, more students, they came and started in hijab, and now they pray in the USC. All this is fine. But this is not excuse for you to divide yourself, because this result that you think is a fruit is like somebody saying he built Yabni Qasran wa Yahdimu Misran, a person who built a tower or a castle, but in the meantime he destroyed a whole state. So don't talk to the fruit, oh, we did this, we did that, and this is very, no. Because the unity is more important than school, is more important than somebody wears a hijab, is more than somebody, two people start to make brother beef. Unity is going to bring more than this. But when you establish the unity together, when you get together as one ummah, as one community, as one mosque, oh brother, you try to build your leadership, you can have it. Get together and you can have it. Get together and you can have it. I'm not worried. Enough. 26 years in this city. Imamship is not going to go with me when I die. I'm not taking it to the grave. Let those who want to have it, let them come and take it. This is not the issue. The issue is greater than deeply and personality and names. The issue is وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Be together, be united, be as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us. And the problem, we can see it. See, brothers, you have to understand that brotherhood is something very important in Islam. To such a degree, anything that scratches this brotherhood in Islam is a problem. And you find Islam saying no, it's haram, it's wrong. Basic things like saying over your Muslim brother, say you could not do this. Making khidbah over your Muslim brother khidbah, you could not do this. Why? Because all these things will bring about hatred, ill feeling, jealousy, envy in each other heart towards our own Muslim brothers and sisters. How much? $10. Hey man, don't sell it to him. I'll give you $12. How do you think your Muslim brother will feel about you? He was going to make a bargain for $10. Now you give the man $2 more, you got the bargain. How do you think your Muslim brother will go home smiling at your face, loving you, want to be with you? How do you think that you go and make under some proposal to a sister to get married to her, and after this you go and make proposal over his proposal? So Islam discourages all these things and says this is wrong. So anything, even if you're building a mosque, you see, building a mosque is something good. What can be more pure and purified than building a mosque? But bring about inimicity. And by Allah, after I wrote this in my notebook, and I look in this kitab fiqh on the madhahib al-arba'ah, I saw something similar. I saw something similar about what I was writing to tell you, and I see it sitting there. You see, when people divided to masajid and communities and imams and all the things that was going to happen, there is always is going to be competition, is going to be a feeling, is going to be this and that. And we don't have to go too far. We live in Colombia. And you tell me who was not burned by this division. I'll be the first one to raise my finger and my hand. We are not going to beat around the bush and try to hide. This is a fact, and all of us know about how much backbiting, how much slander, how many families even been hurt. Relatives, they did not talk to each other because you are in this mask and you are in this mask. In a city like Columbia, South Carolina, you can come from one end to the other end in like 20 minutes. Now how many masks? I think 4 or 5, whatever. And mashallah, tabarakallah, this was the Muslim saying, mashallah, new mask, another mask. Every day another mask. And another bill, and another wrinkle, and another, and repeating the same thing. While Muslims living in Colombia, South Carolina, been attacked by missionaries and by Christians and other problems, and nobody can do anything about it. And we give you example about the Bantu families. Who's taking care of them? The Christians, most cases. Why? Because the Muslims are divided and their strength has been gone away with the wind. We can repeat masajid. We can compete with schools. We can compete in the same thing. Brothers, I want to ask you a very simple question. Can we learn something good from the kuffar? 52 states. Not even the city like this. Not cities. And all of them are united, and you call United States of America. But Muslims, it seems we got the germs. We brought some germs with us from different Muslim countries that we came, and we're spreading the same thing here, intentionally or unintentionally. So it's not that you produce a school, that you produce hijab, that you produce a lecture. Everybody have his own shape, his own ideology, his own. Why? I can get any guest speaker to Colombia because I am my man. This is my organization. I want to ask a simple question. Did Masjid al-Muslimin serve the great community of Colombia for the last at least 20 years? Where was the other masajid exist? Where is the newcomers that exist? For 20 years, the same mosque that is there. So it's not the mosque. Is different ideology, different ideas, different wants, different likes. But what this give us in Islam a reason to be divided and to have our own location? Yes, my dear respected brother who gives the fatwa, you can have your mosque, but you could not have a member there. And in Jum'ah, you need to close your mosque to be like the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to close your mosque and to come to Masjid al-Muslimin, Islamic Center of Colombia, and make Jum'ah here. Because this is the first mosque that established here in this city on taqwa, inshallah, in Quran and Sunnah. And this brings a mark that for everybody, not for the students, not for Indo-Pakistani, not for Arab, not for Afro-American, this is the mark, and the same mark that served for the last 25 years, and people have no other mark except the same mark. Yes, he used to be masajid in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are right, but you are wrong, because all the masajid, none of them established Jum'ah, not in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Khulafa al-Rashidin. And somebody said, brother, but in my country we have thousands of mosques, and even in the same state, I say, in your country is different from this country. Why? Because the masajid there, under one umbrella, under the Ministry of Awqaf, existence of a new mosque in the neighborhood in Arabia, in an Islamic country, does not mean a new leadership, a new organization, a new ideology, a new activity. It's a place for people to go to pray and leave. Pray and leave. So this is different. So when you make a fatwa, you need to understand what a mosque means in the United States. Brothers, whatever you think, the purpose of this khutbah, mashallah, knows the intentions. And does not mean everybody going to close their mosque and come here. But why I shouldn't think about my own self when I stand before Allah in the day of judgment? Muhammad Adli, did he let the people know? Now I can say, yes, Allah, I said. Yes, I clarify. Now, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ. Remind them, you only a reminder. You have no authority over the people. And this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. In the last week, in Saturday, about a week or 10 days ago, by Qadr Allah, I'm not going to say by accident, but by Qadr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I opened hadith, and I want to share with you the explanation of Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi. Again, this is not my words. And this, we are not going to look too far. We need to start to look here under our own feet. What you hear, what does it mean that you are in the mosque of the Muslimin? What is your obligation to the mosque? What do you contribute in? What you don't to promote the da'wah? Where is the strength among the, even this small ummah and this small family here? What does the imam of the mosque mean to you? I'm a man, he's a man, he like me, was he has a beard, I don't have a beard, but this is, I pray behind him, but whosoever plays the salah, I'm going to pray behind him, is no. Can he tell you something? No. You mean he can tell me move from the wall and move closer? Brother, what are you talking about? I got a PhD degree. Who's this imam you're talking about? And who's he? I'm a man, I have 5 children. Who you think he is going to tell me what to do? It's no problem. People come here to this location for what they call it hijrah. The next thing, after a couple of months, they move to another state. And back in and forth and all these things. What are we doing? Are we really one ummah? Are we really together? Does the imam mean something in our life? The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, in explanation of hadith, فهذه الأربعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. والثالث في حديث أبي هريرة رجل بايع إماما يبايعه إلى لا يبايعه إلى الدنيا إن أعطاه وفي وفى له بالبيعة وإن لم يعطيه لم يوفي له بالبيعة. هذا أيضا من الذين لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. وذلك أن بيعة الإمام واجبة. يجب على كل مسلم أن يكون له إمام، سواء كان إماما عاما كما في عهد الخلفاء الراشدين ومن بعدهم من الخلفاء، أو إماما في منطقته. هو الحال الآن ومنذ أزمنة بعيدة من زمن الأئمة الأربعة ومن بعدهم والمسلمون المتفرقون. كل جهة لها إمام وكل إمام مسموع ومطاع بإجماع المسلمين. لم يقل أحد من المسلمين إنه لا تجب الطاعة إلا إذا كان الخليفة واحدا لجميع بلاد الإسلام. ولا يمكن أن يقول أحد بذلك لأنه لو قيل بهذا ما بقى للمسلمين الآن إماما ولا أمير. ولمات الناس كلهم ميتة جاهلية، لأن الإنسان إذا مات وليس له إمام فإنه يموت ميتة جاهلية يحشر مع أهل الجاهل والعياذ بالله، الذين كانوا قبل الرسالات فالإمام في مكان وفي كل منطقة بحسبها إمام. It's saying among the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at them, doesn't provide them, and he prepared punishment for them in the day of judgment. A person who gave bay'ah pledge to the imam, if the imam gave him some material thing, now he keep his pledge with him, if it, he keep going. He said this person will have a great punishment. After this, the Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi is saying that bay'ah is a must upon every Muslim being committed, being responsible. You have a job, you have a duty to come and do it in the mosque and the community. And the imam can tell you what is need to be done, and you better make yourself available for the service of the deen and the Muslims. He say no one will say that this bay'ah or this obedience only for the head of the Islamic State, because after the Khulafa al-Rashideen, the people been divided, and every location here and there, little country, little town, and for every location have their own imam, and this imam has to be obeyed. It has to be obeyed. I'm asking for a location like Columbia, South Carolina. Who's the imam there? Who's the person? Forget about me. Do you go to ask your imam? I want to leave Columbia. I'm about to leave Columbia at least. No, they say you hold drugs, but yourself and keep walking, because there is no relationship between you and your organization, between you and your imam. There is no commitment for anything to tie you to Islam. Your commitment, my work, my wife, whatever, but this Islam, Allah subhanallah, subhanallah, min hamidah, this is, it's not. Brothers, this was the original message to you, especially those who come in this mosque. Who is your imam? What is your duty or your obligation towards this imam? What are you doing for the establishment of this deen? And if the imam asks you to be here at 6 o'clock to do such and such for the imam or for the mosque or for the internet or for the Muslim, are you going to come? And if you don't like the way how the imam said it, what are you going to do? You're going to stop coming to Masjid Muslimin, and I'm sure you're going to go to another mosque. And if you want to go someplace else, of course you can go. You can marry, you can divorce, even the imam doesn't know about it. Well, what's this, not his business? It's going to be my wife, I'm going to marry. Why is he going to interfere in my business, my life? Well, this is my life, why am I going to tell him I'm getting married? Okay, and if I want to get divorced, he divorced and married. The next thing I said, sister, brother, I'm single, I want to get married. Sister, I said to you marry. No, because there is nothing. This imam is man leading the salah, and this is it. You have nothing in our life. I think we need to check ourselves, brothers. We need to check our learning about Islam. We need to start to understand, really to focus before it's too late, and understand that there is an imam, there is a mosque, there is a community, and we are here for the Muslims, not for any color, not for any language, not for any group, not for any specific work. We are here for whatever is needed for the Muslim community. And one hand doesn't clap. So, we need to do a lot. And there is a lot of job being neglected by me and by others. We better try to do something about it before it's too late. You need to be committed. You need to understand the same way like you go and sign in and out your job, you better come and sign here. Let Allah see you in your house, and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see you that you really want to do something for the Muslim community before too late. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this khutbah or speech or information get your heart as well as your mind, that you try to think about it, that you try to do something. And like I said, brothers, take this to your imam. If you think Muhammad Adli is the problem, come do it according Quran and Sunnah. You be the leader. We need to unite ourselves. We need to unite our masajid. And when it comes day of Jum'ah, all our mosque is going to be closing, and we're going to be praying in Masjid al-Muslimin, which is for the all the Muslims, because this is what Allah wants us to see. Colombia is not too big to take 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 masajid. And let's try to be united. Let's try to be together. Let's be like what Allah wants to see us and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا. اللهم انفعنا بما سمعنا. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما تنفعنا به. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. Please kindly, if anybody want to check the information that I read today, the books are available. I have to leave tonight. I have to take these books with me because I'm giving a workshop in Charlotte tomorrow about the same issue. If anybody want to check it anytime, and please kindly, if you found that I said something wrong, not the way how I said it, okay? But if you know that I said something wrong as Islamic information, please come here next Jum'ah and you have the floor, you can correct it in front of everybody. Jazakumullah khairan.